Ronald Reagan wanted George Bush to be exactly what George Bush was, and that was a faithful acolyte of the Reagan administration, even though Ronald Reagan well knew that Bush did not represent the Reagan wing of the party. He knew that George Bush was the old and passing from the scene New England moderate wing of the Republican Party, which now almost doesn't exist. And again, sadly, Bush 41, in my view, sadly, takes that part of the party with him to his grave. So Ronald Reagan knew that it was balancing the ticket by geography, balancing the ticket by ideology. But I think he also had a sense that George Bush was a decent man, would be a loyal servant. And I think the epitome of that is the horrible day of the attempted assassination on President Reagan. Bush happened to be in Texas and was, of course, flown back immediately to Washington. And they said, we will land you on the South Lawn. We'll take you from Andrews by helicopter to the South Lawn. And George H.W. Bush, Vice President of the United States, said, only the president lands on the South Lawn. Please don't do that for me.
That's a real sense of propriety.
And proportion.